Hey, what's up? This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Bass Podcast. I'm on my lunch break, so I gotta hurry. Quick science. Quick bariatric science about losing or even preventing regain. And it goes without saying, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're trying to do. There's always looking for the quick fix, right? If you have poor mental health problems, if you are dealing with certain issues like, you know, problems in your marriage, problems with your children, you're always looking for that quick fix. And I get it. So, but we're going to go with the bariatric version here because, honestly, I could run down and tell you the best exercise to do. I could tell you the best nutrition that there is. But it's a multi-tool type of thing, okay? Nutrition, plain and simple, you need carbs. And I've said this before, protein feeds muscle. Carbohydrates fuel muscular function. So when I say fuel muscular function, that means if you are like, great example. When I had my second seizure at work, I had no choice but to sit on my ass, lay down for 7 weeks. For 7 weeks, I had a broken back and there was nothing I could do. I couldn't get up. I couldn't lift a certain amount of weight. I had to just sit on my ass. I caused so much damage to my body by doing that because I wasn't able to get into a physical therapist that I'm still paying for it today. So when you take that into consideration, you know, I'm almost 50. I now have some type of epilepsy or it was caused by blood pressure. There's no real answers because nobody's giving me any answers. I had an EEG. I keep on having MRIs that are rescheduled by the hospital. So I'm currently on a medication that helps. It's been 5 months, almost 6 months since I've had a seizure. So we're doing good. Because my first seizure to my second seizure was a 2 month time frame. So we're doing pretty good. But regardless, like I said, that muscular function that I lost, even though I was sitting around, I was depressed because I was out of work and I wasn't making as much money as I'm used to and blah, 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 blah. It did a lot of damage to my body. So say you're not me. Say you're able. You know, you have 30, 40, 50 pounds to regain, even 150, even 200 pounds to regain, or you're trying to prevent regain. You need to have adequate nutrition. And I get it. It's expensive. It's expensive. If you don't have the money to eat right, don't go on TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram to get nutritional advice from people who say, hey, you can go to Panda Express and get these bariatric friendly dishes. It's bullshit. Complete bullshit. You cannot eat fast food after weight loss surgery and expect to make progress. Of course you can eat it. Of course you can go to freaking Pan Express. Of course you can go to Burger King, McDonald's, whatever. But you can't expect to make progress. I mean, why did you have weight loss surgery in the first place? To have a healthier life, to look better, to feel better. So what are you doing? What are you doing? There's the nutrition science, okay? There is the nutrition science. You need carbohydrates. It is better to eat carbohydrates after you have been active. Great example. Before me and Charisse, when me and Charisse were going to the gym, we'd protein up before we go in because protein feeds the muscles. When we were done working out, we would carb load. And we wouldn't have 200-300 grams of carbs. We wouldn't eat a whole bunch of carbs. We'd just have a big, healthy meal with protein and carbohydrates. Clean carbohydrates. When I say clean carbohydrates, I mean like sweet potatoes. I mean couscous, beans, stuff like, oh, not beans, but okay, beans. But you get what I'm saying, okay? So you need to find a good nutritionist. You know, Charisse has a lot of great content on her page. You can find her at Fit Beastress on Instagram and her link link bio will direct you to everywhere you need to go to find her content. She's a brilliant, brilliant nutritionist. She's now going to school, almost ready to graduate with her associate's degree in science and psychology. She's doing a great job. So we got a lot of good stuff coming out here this summer. But we're waiting till she gets her degree before we start launching content, because that's the right thing to do, in my opinion. We could start shooting off mental health content right now, psychological content right now, but I believe that it's more ethical for us to wait until she gets her degree, which is going to be in the next couple months. So, all right, let's talk about exercise. What are you trying to do? There's your first number one question to yourself is what do you want to do? Do you want to be like have lean muscle mass? Do you want to bulk? Are you a male? Do you want to put on a bunch of big muscle and, you know, have some abs and blah 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 blah? Well, then you've got to lift weights. Okay, lifting weights tonight, ladies. Look, I promise you, okay, if you go in and start lifting weights, the bulk that you're afraid, the muscular bulk that a lot of my former clients are afraid of getting, takes years and years of exercise, attitude, motivation, and adequate nutrition. So that's how the lean muscle mass and bulk muscle mass is concerned. Well, not lean muscle mass. Lean muscle mass is you lift light to medium, and you lift light to medium weights, and you load protein. Eat as much protein as you can. As far as losing regain, which is something I'm dealing with right now because of just a lot of problems that are going on in my life right now, because of the 7 weeks that I was down, dealing with some mental health issues, you got to stay active. Stay active and low carb. Okay. Good idea to get your blood levels checked. Great example. Derek got his blood levels checked here about 4 years ago. I was putting on weight. Come to find out, Derek had very low testosterone. Since I've been on testosterone, I started getting testosterone therapy. It's better. I'm more awake. I feel better. I have more sex drive, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But you got to get your blood levels checked. You've got to stay active. And I know we always can't stay active all the time. You know, the madness that's going on in the world right now, it's kind of hard to be motivated. But you either want this or you don't, period. You didn't have weight loss surgery just to see the light just for a minute, right? Or did you? Yeah, I saw, you know, my goal weight. Now I'm, you know, 50 pounds heavier. I don't care. World's going to shit anyway. Fuck it. Whatever. No. It's not always just about you. At least when it comes to me, it's not always about me. It's about my family. It's about the leadership role that I'm trying to teach my boys. It's about the leadership role that I'm trying to teach my daughter. The what she, you know, they always say that your daughter will always replicate her men by her father. At least I've heard that many times. And so I'm trying to set a great example by staying active, teaching them, you know, good hygiene, teaching them good exercise routines. You know, a lot of kids these days are on devices. They're on laptops. They're on smartphones. They're on iPads and stuff, video games. I get it, right? Not in my household. Sometimes I'll, you know, they can play their Minecraft, whatever they're doing. But they need to make progress first as far as, you know, staying a little active, meaning they have to get their rooms clean. So there's the exercise. Okay. Walking is the best exercise there is to lose your regain. Just walking. But I'm not talking about just walk down the street and walk back and you're good to go. I mean, you walk as much as you possibly can. Keep a good momentum of walking, low carb, high protein, try to have a good attitude, and your weight will fall off. It'll take some time, but it'll fall off. But you know what? Both of these tools don't mean anything. Mean nothing. There's a third tool, and it is your mental health. Okay? How do I say this? Because we're all different, right? We're all different. We all lead crazy lives. We all lead lives that are riddled with either poor mental health or, you know, indecision and indecision on what your life is going to be. You need to find out why you're here in the first place. You need to find out why you had weight loss surgery in the first place. Personally, for me, I had a rough upbringing, a very rough upbringing. No, but that's in the past. I have a hard time letting go of my past for the simple fact is because I sometimes dwell on the decisions that I had made in my life, in my past, that I could have done differently, and I try to correct them, but you can't correct what's already done. You know, what's done is done. So we call this the triad, the bariatric triad: exercise, nutrition, and mental health. You're not going to get it perfect the first time. It's just like yoga. When you start doing yoga, you will never get yoga correctly unless you practice and practice and practice and practice. It's like anything else you do, any other hobby you do, any sport that you may do, any your marriage, practice, good, you know, good relationship with your spouse. Practice, practice, practice. Okay, so you need to start from where you're at right now, call out ground zero, and start working on it. I can't give you any quick answers. I can't give you any easy answers. Those are, that's for you to find yourself. I can help you along the way. I can give you tips if you communicate with me, if you communicate with comments, if you communicate via video. Hell, I'll talk to you on video. Go to facebook.com/TheBariatrica. Message me on that page and we can talk on video, and I won't charge you a freaking dime. Might take a minute for me to, you know, to get to you, but still I will talk to you on video. And Charisse and I will talk to you on video. Okay, I gotta get back to work. I love you guys very much. Just start. That's the best thing you can do right now. I love you guys very much. Take care of yourself. Definitely take care of each other. Peace.